Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am traveling this afternoon from back home from Indiana. We've been there for 3 days. We did seven producer meetings and had some really good conversations with a lot of folks. And certainly there's some reason for concern, but also, you know, it's kind of been interesting stirring up some creativity over that window and visiting with folks about different possibilities for this year. It's still early, looking ahead to 2024, but looking back at 2023 marketing, we've talked a lot about the carries in the corn market and the willingness to look out ahead, out into the spring and summer to take advantage of that carry that's built into the corn market. Soybeans, you know, right now the weather in Brazil really dictating what happens in the bean market as we go forward. In wheat, we had a little bit of a bounce a couple of weeks ago with China in the market, coupled by some dry weather, of course, in the southern plains. But some of that's been given back. We haven't seen China recently, and we've seen some better rain opportunities in the plains. So, you know, it's been kind of a mixed market, but a lot of focus in corn, especially this winter, and trying to figure out how we're going to make money going ahead to next year. We've talked a lot about the farm program, sign up for next spring between PLC and ARC, and more so between ARC and SCO once again. That was a big question last year. Which one of those are you going to do? I think that's going to be the question this year. So I'm not going to get into too much of that here on this call, but I did want to bring that up. I would encourage you to go back and watch the aftermath video from last week where we got into more detail about some of those things. One thing from a discussion this afternoon that really came up to me was, and I've been thinking about this while I've been on the road this week and trying to be creative again on how we generate profitability this year. Because when I look at our producer profitability matrix tool, which I'm really fond of, to be able to look at doing some of the same stuff we did last year, the profitability isn't near as good, of course, because we're about 80 cents lower on the corn price right now. And so we've got to figure out how are we going to try to create profitability. One thing we've looked at is the options market this year. And I've been looking at that. And I'm going to study that a little bit harder over the next several days, and we'll be putting out maybe some suggestions. I'm not going to call them recommendations, but certainly some things that producers can look at. One gentleman today that I'd visited with, a commodity man, he was talking about buying puts, selling calls once again. That's a strategy we looked at a couple years back, 3 years back, when, you know, we didn't look like we had a lot of upside potential. But we certainly look like we had downside risk. And so you want to put a floor under the market, still allow the market to go higher, but you're willing to sell off the very top end of that in order to pay for that downside protection. And that also got me thinking today about doing the same type of a scenario with the ECO. If you're going to purchase enhanced coverage option this year up to that 95% level, essentially that's kind of like a put option. And so I like the idea of buying ECO coverage to get a higher revenue floor up above. It's based on the county, but to get that 95% trigger, and then maybe go out and selling, for example, $6 calls as a way to pay for part of that policy. And so that lowers your exposure financially. It limits the upside potentially from the policy just in case markets would rally sharply. But I think at this point, most of us would take a short sale at the $6 level. And so that's essentially what you're doing when you sell a call. And so we're going to try to get more creative and share some of those ideas with you on paper here, probably over the next week or two as I get more chance to put some of this stuff in writing. But I did want to throw that out as it's on my mind as I'm driving here this afternoon, and wanted to start sharing some of those ideas. Because again, I think we're going to have to be more creative if we're trying to look at using crop insurance tools, look at marketing to try to cover our cost of production this year, because it's just not going to be as easy to do as it was last year. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and give you the rundown on this afternoon's markets. We did try to trade higher today all day, but, you know, we just struggled in holding it into the close tonight. And, you know, there's just not a lot of real incentive, especially in a market like corn, to to get the funds to buy back their short positions right now. That's what we need to have happen to get this market to go, and it just, we're lacking any trigger to get these people back into the market. So this afternoon, March corn ended up down 0.25 cents, 479 1/4. December 24 corn up 3/4 at 508 1/2. January soybeans up 6 1/2 at 1314. November 24 beans up 6 1/2 at 1280 3/4. March Chicago wheat up 10 1/2 at 615 3/4. Next July wheat, Chicago up 7 3/4 at 631 1/2. March Kansas City wheat up 4 1/2 at 636 1/2. July Kansas City wheat up 2 3/4 cents at 643 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat up 3 3/4 at 717 1/4. September Minneapolis wheat up 3 at 741 1/4. March cotton down 37 points at 80.81. I don't have the December or the May contract, down 29 points at 81.49. January rice up 16 1/2 points, closed at 17.10 1/2. February live cattle up 70 cents at 167.92. January feeder cattle up $1.97 1/2 at 219.35. February hogs ended up 3.75 higher at 70.47 1/2. The dollar index been hammered for the second straight day following the Fed's comments yesterday. We've seen an influx away from safety, and now investors moving money back into the stock market. The dollar was down a full 0.9 of a point today. I think that's the lowest since August. Crude oil up $2.11 a barrel at $71.58. Gold up $48 an ounce, closed at $2,030 an ounce. The Dow up 154 points, a new high at 37,265. Today we had weekly export sales numbers out. Those were kind of impressive once again. Corn, beans, and wheat all above 1 million metric tons. First time we've seen that in a long, long time. Of course, that included that wheat round of selling that went to China a week ago. So those showed up in this week's report. But it was nice to also see corn sales of, I think, about 1.4 million metric tons, beans about 1.5 million. So some pretty good numbers there for the market to digest. And I think that helps support the market. Of course, we're watching South American weather here as we head towards the weekend. The forecast continues to show better rain opportunities on into next week, and maybe a pattern change as we go through the end of the month and into early January. Not everybody believes that's going to happen. And so that's going to be an important issue for the market to deal with. Seems like the last several, last 2 or 3 weeks at least, we've traded lower on Friday with anticipation of rain. And then we've traded higher on Monday as the forecast and the weekend rains didn't really develop. So we'll see if that happens again here this weekend. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. Hope you had a great afternoon. Hope you have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks a lot for listening to Kicking Up Dust.